Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome back to Beauty News.
We're a little bit grumpy right now. We just filmed for like 2 hours Beauty News, and then we realized when I was importing the footage that it was blurry. The whole time was blurry. So if you're listening to this on podcast, that doesn't apply to you. Thank you for listening on our podcast, by the way. Link down below. And we've had a bunch of requests to be on Stitcher, which is an app. We got approved for it. So if you do, there was a few people that listened to podcasts on Stitcher and wanted us to be on that. And we now have it. So check it out. Link in description box. But yeah, we filmed this and we're going to refilm this. So sorry if we rushed through it, but we've been here before. It's like Groundhog Day.
Oh my God. But it's Groundhog Day for like the third time because we already see all this on the groups.
Yeah.
We collect all the photos. We talk about it. I know we're talking about it again.
Yep.
And some of this stuff we've talked about in the past.
Yep. So it is. But if you're wondering what these ears are for.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. So it is Easter Friday or Good Friday. So if you celebrate Easter, happy Easter to you. If you don't, happy long weekend.
Yes. All right. So this is the 30th of March edition. We're going to start off talking about Fenty Beauty. These are Body Lava Body Illuminizers.
Yes. So if you watch Beauty News as soon as it goes up, you would have seen these before, and this would technically be an update because we did see a sneak peek of these a couple of months ago. Fenty Beauty actually threatened us with legal action if we didn't take them down. So not only did we have to re-edit that episode and re-upload it, because we didn't want to get sued, but also we lost a lot of respect for Fenty. So we were big supporters of Fenty and we had bought a lot of Fenty products. So,
and the reason we lost respect for them was not because we shared an image that was leaked. It was more the fact that they were threatening legal action to nobodies when the issue is more the fact that, like, products are being leaked from your factory.
Yeah, come down hard on them, not the people that are talking and trying to promote your products.
Like, exactly.
So fucking look at what the issue is and deal with that, not the symptom. Anyway,
exactly.
So we've seen this before. We did think originally that they were body oils. They're not. We do have a video of Rihanna applying it to her shoulder. It actually looks really gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So it is, like, a thicker kind of illuminating cream liquid product, and there are two shades. So there's one called Who Needs Clothes, so that's the more nude one, like the true kind of champagne-y pink nude one, and then there's a Brown Sugar, which is a beautiful bronze. So, you know, if you want to be more bronzed or if you've got deeper skin, there's one for you. If you want to just have a glow or you've got lighter skin, there's one for you. But we do know that as the way Fenty works is once they are showing these types of demos, they will be hitting the stores probably very soon. So there will be updates on this saying it's coming out on X date. But as of filming this, we've just seen the products officially.
All right. We have a little update here. This is the Kim Kardashian West Beauty and Mario palette. So this was a black and white image that was put through the Colorize It app months and months and months ago. We saw it last year, and the Colorize app really failed us this time. It has come through with the goods sometimes, but not so much this time. But what we've got here is a 10 pan eyeshadow palette, which will retail for $45 US, a cream lipstick $20 US, and two high shine lip glosses $18 each. This will be launched on the 5th of April.
5th of April is also 10-year anniversary of them first meeting and working together. So it's kind of cute that they've done it that way.
Yeah, they're celebrating their friendship.
Which is really sweet. So the image of this looks a little bit boring and bland. A lot of people are saying that the components of the lipstick looks really cheap. They're comparing it to things like e.l.f. and there's a lot of sort of really affordable pharmacy discount brands.
Does Ulta 3?
Yeah, Ulta 3 in Australia has these kind of clear packaging. So a lot of people are saying that they look really affordable, but at the same time, they're not super expensive products. So it's not as if they're high end. Mm. But I think when it comes to packaging, as long as it works, often I'm more invested in the actual product.
We have actually seen the top of the bullet too.
Oh, so it's just a clear little box. So it does look really affordable.
It looks affordable, but
it looks like it should be a $3 lipstick.
It looks cheap,
The palette itself is just a basic cardboard palette with KKW X Mario on it. So they haven't put much effort into the packaging design. I don't know the quality of the packaging, but it looks like the main sort of money, you hope, has gone into the products. And if that's the case, I'm all for it. If this is a bomb lipstick and amazing eyeshadows, I don't care about the packaging.
As long as they're
holding up and they're functional.
So
this image doesn't look that inspiring, but when you do see a video that they posted, you'll see that the blue looks really intense on her eyes. People have pointed out that she's putting it on with his finger and people are questioning that, but that could have just been for the video because it looks like a completed look. Also the colors look a lot richer in the video, so in the photo it kind of looked a bit washed out. In the video you can see some rich metallics and that rich blue. The swatches do look really good. We are aware that swatches don't necessarily mean that the palette's going to perform super well, but it has some promise. Like it looks like there's some
potential there.
Yeah,
definitely.
And I personally really like the colors. A lot of people are saying it's really bland and they have that pop of blue to make it look more interesting. Other people are saying that they love the pop of blue, and if it is a good quality blue and not like a Natasha Denona Tropic palette blue that performs badly, then they might be into it. The mattes look very, very pigmented. So, you know, it's about your personal preference. I think this works well together. I think it can make some really nice looks. And the blue doesn't seem out of place. You can put it with burgundies. You can put it with other colours to actually create a look. It's not just randomly placed. So some people are saying that they never see Kim Kardashian wear blue eyeshadow, so what the heck. And I think this is more of a Mario palette, and if this quality is bad, he's putting his reputation on the line, and he's got a pretty good reputation.
I would say
that this has to be good. That's my prediction.
Okay, Becca, so they have released a new Shimmering Skin Perfector Pressed Highlighter in the shade Chocolate Geode. It's a rich chocolate brown with a gold pearl. And they just didn't... They've only just started to promote this very lightly.
Yeah, this hasn't been discussed much. It's a beautiful shade. If you see it swatched on the deeper skin tone and even applied to the girl with deeper skin, this is a gorgeous shade, and probably a shade that a lot of people have been wanting for a long time.
Mm.
I know Becca have had deeper sort of kind of coppery colours, but I think having a beautiful shimmery brown is a lot more wearable for a lot of people. So I think this is beautiful. I like the direction they're going. I know a lot of people will be happy to see this. I think it's a little bit of a shame that they've only recently started showing a photo or two on Instagram, but originally the way they sort of launched this was they were like, look at our collection of highlighters, and they had all these models wearing different highlighters. And people are like, wait, that's a new one in there. So it seems like that they really over-promote the random lilac shades and the random gold boring shades when it comes to something that...
is filling a gap.
Is filling a gap in the market. They're kind of like, let's pretend this didn't happen, which is weird.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, ColourPop. They have extended their concealer shade to 30 shades.
Yeah.
And they have also changed up the way that they are naming the shades. So they're going from fair to light, medium, medium dark, dark, deep dark, and yeah, that's it. So there you go. I think it's good. This is a nice concealer. I think it's great that they're adding to the range. And also, I think it's a little bit better with the shade names. They're not as confusing.
One thing I like about them as well, well, firstly, they've brought out a white, which a lot of people, they said it's by popular request. So not many people just use a white on its own. Some people do. That's perfectly fine. But it's more to do with mixing and lightening other shades, which there's always room in the market for more white products for that very reason. Like, I love using concealers to lighten my foundations because you only need to use a small amount to actually change the color, and it doesn't really change the formula of the foundation. So this is a really smart move. And I really like also that they haven't just gone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They've gone like dark 40, dark 42, dark 44, 46, 48. So they can fill gaps as they go if they need to. So there's room for growth.
Yeah.
So this is a good move. People are happy about it. And people are really happy with the concealer formula as well. You can also see here the difference between the lightest and the darkest. And it is a good sort of range, especially for a concealer.
Yeah.
Most people use these like under the eye and whatnot, so yeah. Most people could use these shades.
Jouer has or is extending their high coverage cream foundation range. This is coming soon to 50 shades.
Yeah, so they've added 33 new shades to the line, and it's releasing the 5th of April. Now, I think this is a great move, and clearly if they only had 17 shades, adding in more was needed.
Mm-hmm.
50 is massive. It's probably the biggest foundation range on the market that I can think of.
Yeah.
And I feel like firstly, great move. Go Jouer, I support that. However, and there's always going to be a however because I'm skeptical of things. If you look at the swatches, and this was done by Trend Mood. So these swatches are on one skin tone. These swatches have, you know, a particular lighting setup, so you can't see the colours exactly. But I feel like what they've done is they've taken one shade. So say they've taken Ivory, they've added a drop of pigment to make it a little bit darker. Drops of pigment to add a little bit more, three for Pearl, four, five, you know, they just kind of just go up and up and up. And then they did the same thing with the sort of light medium shades, same thing for the medium dark shades, and then same thing for the deeper shades. And even though you might look from the lightest to the deepest and go, that's a really great shade range that they're covering, there's not much variety in here when it comes to undertones.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big problem because if you have 50 shades available, people expect that they can buy a foundation and it suit them.
Yeah.
And I can't see many, like a big difference between the yellow, the pink and the neutral undertones when it comes to the light or any of these lines of swatches.
Mm.
And also when it comes to really deep skin, I know that a lot of people struggle because sometimes foundations are too yellow, sometimes they're too red. Sometimes, you know, it depends on what your undertone is. So I feel like even though they've done a good job at showing like that they're being inclusive, I don't think that this range looks diverse enough for 50 shades. So I applaud them doing it, but I'm a bit skeptical. Also, I'm finding that when you look at the lines on like the swatch lines, if you go from shell to beige nude, or if you go from cocoa to praline, there's such big color jumps.
Yeah, there really is.
Yeah, that if you are in between those, you would have to literally get...
You're fucked.
You have to get a couple of shades and mix them anyway. And that shouldn't happen. That's for 50 shades.
No. 100%. If you are bringing out a foundation range with 50 shades in it, which is, as far as we're aware, the largest on the market, there shouldn't be gaps. Okay? There shouldn't be gaps between light and medium and dark.
No.
So, yeah, I think it's great. I think the deep range looks really good. And I do love that they've got like red tones, orange tones, yellow tones, olive tones. I think that's great.
I still don't think there's enough tones in there though to distinguish.
I think they're just paying lip service to people who are like, they're a social media brand, basically, yeah. An online kind of brand. They are, you know, they're going into store, I think, or they're already in store. No, were they?
Sure. No, that was
Dose of Colors. Sorry. Yeah. But I really do feel like they are looking at like something, a hype train that's going on at the moment, and they're just paying lip service. And I don't feel like this. Yeah. I don't.
It's very redundant though. Like you look at even the deep ones, Hazelnut Caviar Mink. They could be exactly the same shade for all I know.
Yeah.
And once again, that might just be the swatch photo that we're looking at. But I would expect to see a heavy yellow, a gold undertone, a neutral, and then a heavy red undertone for like every bracket of shade. And I don't see that here. Also, ivory is not light enough for really fair people.
And there's cinnamon and walnut look like the exact same shade.
Yeah.
And potentially even mocha. Like, I would actually love, if I could afford it, I'd just buy this whole collection and I'd be swatching shades next to each other to be like, are these actually different shades?
Or that's what I'm curious about. Different
bottles.
Yeah, it's just they've got one color and they've just sort of deepened it as they go.
Yeah,
just adding on the depth of the same shade. But the thing is, people have very different undertones, and that also needs to be taken into account. And if you've got 50 shades, they've got to have an even split between cool, like warm, and neutral.
Yeah,
in my opinion, and I think that's what's lacking here. So I don't mean to poo-poo it because that's just my observation.
Yeah.
But if you want to support this, I highly recommend it because the thing with these sorts of brands, if you want to support having a wider, more diverse shade range, you really need to show that by putting your money where your mouth is. So the reason why a lot of brands became very narrow with their shade range is because they stuck to the only ones that sold. So if, for example, this 50 shade range, only 30 of them sell, in the future, there'd be no reason for them to stock the extra 20 because they literally sit on a shelf and go off. So it's a lot of production money. It's a lot of shelf space. So if you are really wanting to see more brands bring out this extensive shade range, put your money where your mouth is. Okay, we're kind of excited about this. Guerlain are releasing in April a new lipstick line. So this is the Rouge G lipsticks, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's a reformulated lipstick formula. Their lipsticks are pretty good as they are, so hopefully they're even better.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting about this is you get 30 shades of lipstick, and then you can choose what the design of the packaging is. So the packaging is all the same shape, but they've got different finishes. Like they've got marble, they've got shiny pink, they've got polka dots, they've got a whole bunch of different, like just gold, silver. So if you can sort of customize your lipstick a little bit. Now we're a little bit disappointed because they showed a YouTube video where someone was ordering it via like a vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think that's happening. But, Guerlain, I think you missed a good opportunity because that vending machine, I wasn't even playing that vending machine. I was watching a video of something that probably doesn't even exist. But that vending machine made me feel like a woman.
Yeah.
A strong, empowered, loved woman. That machine was like, pick your shade. Pick your case.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I will. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Loved that video. I fucking loved it.
But now you probably have to go to a counter and be like, I'm not doing excuse that. Me, can I get someone's attention? No. Does someone work here? Can I get
I like vending machines, not counters.
And they'll be like, I'm sorry, that's out of stock. I'm sorry, that's out of stock.
We don't have the black one. We don't have it. I'm sorry.
Sorry, that case you really wanted. Sorry,
we don't have it. We have this like bright pink one though. I know you want that.
No, thanks. So anyway, this is like a cool concept. It's a bit of fun. I think they're making their lipstick range a little bit more, I don't know, personalized.
Yeah, a little bit of a fashion accessory, which I love.
Yeah.
Look, if you're going to have a lipstick like this, Guerlain, they're not cheap, all right? This is going to be a treat for most makeup lovers. And I think if you are able to customize the packaging to be something that fits with your own personal taste, such a good idea.
Yeah.
I love it.
I do think, though, that like they have added some interesting colours, like a blue, a green, a gold, like a shimmery kind of pearlescent one. Mm. I do think here that for 30 shades, there's not that much variety. Similar to the Jouer foundations, you can say, oh, we got 30, but then you're like, okay, there is 14 pinks and 15 reds. But you know what I mean? Like, there's not that much variety. Yeah. When it comes to nudes and darks and some other interesting colours, I'd love some cool tone nudes. Where are those? But, you know, it is a step in the right direction.
Give me a greige.
Yeah.
All right, we have a collection here. It's a collaboration, actually. Barbie and Sephora collection.
Yeah, so we're mentioning this as like an important thing because a lot of people originally were very excited about this, and then as they learnt more, they got less and less excited. So this is not available everywhere. It's sort of available Europe and then some sort of Asian stores. So we've got France, Spain, Italy, Czech Republic, Portugal, Singapore, Thailand, Romania, Greece, Germany, Switzerland, and Russia. So it should be out soon, and it should be around 30 euros depending on where you live. Now, this is a box set, so it looks like a pink boom box. It says Barbie Sephora Collection. It comes with a Barbie cap, a new outrageous length mascara, a stylographic felt liner, and a new miniature palette. Now, you'll notice that besides the outer packaging of the box and also the cap that just says Barbie on it, none of this is like limited edition packaging. None of it says Barbie. None of it's a themed Barbie. And what else is the kicker?
The palette. The palettes that they're selling in this collection are old palettes.
They're re-promotes.
They've been sold on Sephora before. They are the miniature palettes, and
no one cared about them then. No one cares about them now. So it's just a fancy way to get rid of old makeup, which is a shame.
All right. The Face Shop is doing a collaboration collection with Coca-Cola. So what we have here, we're suspecting lip stains, three lip stains, five lip glosses, lip tints, five lipsticks. There's a 9-pan eyeshadow palette, an oil control cushion compact, and a oil clear blotting powder. I love this. I love it. I think it's
People are pumped sick for this. I think, like, the Face Shop always get great collabs, like Disney collabs, the Simpson collab, but they always nail it with like cool packaging.
They smash it.
And even though these products aren't super like designed for, it's not like Coke centered or anything specific for this range, like the lip stains and whatnot, you can see in their other packaging as well. People are loving this. I get it. I like Coke. It's cool.
I really like it. I think it's a great collection. Good on him.
Yeah, good on him. Okay, the last thing that is in like the exciting bracket, and then we're just going into A to Z of just everything else. Nothing was particularly shit this week.
No.
Everything was just, all right, not bad.
Except that Sephora Barbie collection.
Yeah, but that was important shit. So we were just like talking in the important bracket. Okay, so the last thing that we're talking about before we get to A to Z is Too Faced. So they have released the limited edition Melted Clover Matte Lipstick and Makeup Bag. So similar theme to the Clover eyeshadow palette that they brought out last year that was limited edition. They've got a really cute bag, and they've got a really rad melted matte lipstick that's this beautiful sort of mauvey pink soft shade. Limited edition packaging. It looks gorgeous. I wish we could get in Australia. We won't be able to. They didn't even bring Clover palette out here. But it's a beautiful baby blue kind of lid with like little animals on it. It's got the little clover in the corner. I love it. The shade's gorgeous. So the liquid lipstick's going to be $21, or is $21. The makeup bag is $20, and they're donating $250,000 to animal charities. So if you want to support animal charities, or you just really like this collection, go buy it if you can. I know I'd be spending money on that lipstick if I could get it, because that formula is fab.
It is good.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's a good matte liquid lipstick. Sneak peek from Too Faced. This is the multi-use sculpting concealer. We don't know too much about it, but it's coming
soon.
Soon.
And I spoke too soon. We do have one more interesting thing. So Urban Decay have shown a new palette that's coming up. It's called the Beached Eyeshadow Palette. It's going to be from their summer range. It's got a similar packaging to their last year's summer range, where they brought out bronzers and a few things with a kind of palm tree design. Really, really pretty. A lot of people are uninspired by this. It's got your basic sort of warm bronzy, peachy colours, and then the pop of blue to sort of mimic, well, the trend that's going on, but also the summer vibe. I don't hate it. I think it looks nice and compact. Some of these are repeats, I'm pretty sure. So if you've got a lot of Urban Decay eyeshadows, you'll probably see some of these already in your collection. But it's a nice little compact palette. And if you like these colours and you like the formula, it's coming soon.
By the end of this year, people are going to be flooded with crappy blue eyeshadows.
Yes, but they also brought out, remember the Gwen Stefani palette with the blue in there? Yes. That's one of my favourite blue eyeshadows. So
it is a good one.
Urban Decay did that. All right, now just A to Z of other stuff. We've got Art Deco Cosmetics. They have released on their, I think, German website, the new Hydra Care lipsticks. So this is like a sheer kind of lipstick, and it's got a hydrating stripe in the middle, similar to the ones that have those hydrating little circles in the middle that go all the way through. So it's just to help moisturize and smooth your lips. And it comes in four shades. They're all various sort of nude tones. So you've got a mauvey nude, peachy nude, a brownie nude, and a pinky nude. So there you go. If you like a sheer moisturizing color, like a nude color lipstick, you can pick one up. All right, we have a little mini lipstick pack coming from Anastasia Beverly Hills. So they've had mini packs before. I think they've had a nude one and like a mixed one. This is like a pinks and berries. So it's $21 and it's launching on the 3rd of April on their website and 15th of April in stores. So you've got a bunch of different... These are like, if you love pinks, you'll like this. And you can see on the screen what shades they are. All right, so the shades here, Cotton Candy, Orchid,
Stargazer, and Plumeria.
Yeah, that I couldn't remember four things at once. Go ahead.
Right. That's why there's two of us. Benefit have shown a sneak peek of a new foundation. This is a Hello Happy Soft Blur Foundation. Sheer Medium Coverage Liquid Foundation SPF 15. Plus, plus, plus.
Yeah.
We're seeing currently potentially 8 shades.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got images for 1, 4, and 3, along with 5, 7, and 8. Yeah. So there we go.
Yeah. So 8 sounds about right for Benefit if you look at their kind of shade ranges with things.
Yep.
So there you go.
We've got a new collection from BH Cosmetics. This is the BH Festival collection. So there is an eyeshadow palette in there. 20 shades, $18, and a 10-piece brush set for $24, along with 6 eye lights. They're $7 each. It'll be available April 20th on their website. It's a very bright palette with
Very colourful.
Some neutral shades.
But the neutral shades are good because it means that the colours are, like, you can work them into a kind of cohesive look.
Yeah,
if you like colours and you want to buy a bunch in an affordable manner, you might want to check this out. Then we've got a new thing that a lot of people are interested in. I am as well. From Boscia. This is the Matcha Magic Super Antioxidant Mask. $38, now available at Boscia.com and Sephora. Sephora pretty much said that this is available for every single skin tone, whether you're dry, oily, combo, whatever, whatever. It's for everyone. But the Boscia website saying that it helps reduce oil, fights free radical damage, brightens and rejuvenates skin. So it's mainly like a detoxifying mask, I guess, with oil control. And it's got some ingredients in there. Oh, it's got natural salicylic acid. So it's not for everyone.
It's not for Sephora. Everyone.
It's generally if you've got oily and like breakout prone skin, this is probably more for you. I don't hate it.
Cargo has the Havana Nights palette. This is a limited edition $12 palette with a brush. It's like neutrals with your pops of color.
Yeah.
So you can use it as like the quads that they've designed them in, or you can do whatever you want with it.
So a lot of people are just going to be like, nude with pop of green. But I think this is quite spot on with the trends at the moment. The little quads, so if you look at the first four shades in a quad and it's like a pinky kind of quad, and then you have like a neutral with a pop of green and then a warm with a pop of gold. They're just standard sort of wearable but fun shadows. So if you don't have too many eyeshadow palettes and you want to try this, it's pretty on trend.
Chanel's summer 2018 collection has been shown. So we've got the Sheer Healthy Glow Tinted Moisturizer in 6 shades, SPF 30. There's also the, is it Harmoine? Harmoine Powder Light Beautiful Mine. What? 3 variations, light, medium, and deep. We've got the blush stick. This is in the shade number 25, Nomads. And there is also eyeshadow palettes. These are 5 Pan Quince. And there are 3 shades, light, medium, and deep. They are marketing these towards like...
different skin tones.
Yeah, so people who have light skin, medium skin, deep skin... you just wear whatever fucking makeup you want.
It's eyeshadow, though. It's so weird.
I know. I don't know why they're doing that. And then they have 3 lip balms in light, medium, and deep. There is another item from Chanel. This is the exclusive travel makeup palette for 2018. 72 pounds.
Jesus. Oh, there you go.
I can't say anything about this. Yeah. I just... yeah, 72 pounds.
Yeah, let's move on. All right, Charlotte Tilbury have launched a new Hollywood Lips liquid lipstick. The shade is Sweetheart, $34. It's at charlottetilbury.com. And the shade is described as a warm, sweet beige pink. So there's that. Then we also have Ciate jumping on the illuminating sort of finishing spray kind of bandwagon. It is a trend that's currently happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see more of them.
Oh yeah.
MAC done them, Tarte's done them. Yeah. There's going to be more and more. But this is the Dewy Spritz Luminous Prime and Set Spray. So you can put it under your makeup or on top of your makeup. We don't have much detail about that yet, but it looks pretty.
Clinique has some new cheek pop colours. So there's 4 new blushes, $23 each. We've got Poppy Pop, Ballerina Pop, Blush Pop, and Sorbet Pop.
So those are all for summer 2018.
Mm-hmm. From CoverGirl, we've got the Melting Pout holographic lip colours. So if that is a thing that you want, you can get it. Okay, this is a Hot Topic Moana palette.
Mm-hmm.
It is $11.17.
Yeah, and it's available now.
Yeah.
A lot of people are loving this. A lot of people are hating this. A lot of people are not wanting to love this, but love it. So I've never seen the movie. I feel like an arsehole. I feel like I should watch the movie. But people who love the movie are like, I need this. But Hot Topic are notorious for having shitty quality makeup, so a lot of people saying, I love the inspiration, but I don't want to buy it.
Yeah.
Not even worth the $11.17.
Yeah, I know.
And then there's other people who are saying that looking at the shade names, the colours that they've chosen are so incorrect that...
yeah, they're not appropriate.
It's like you've taken a theme and you haven't even done it justice.
Yeah.
So I think this is... it's just about whether or not you want a collector's item, but I don't think these look... like great eyeshadows.
This is just more crap to take up space.
Yeah.
Huda Beauty is releasing temporary tattoos that look like piercings.
Look at it, the eyebrow one.
I don't want to look at it. Look at the one on the lip. Look at the one on the nose. It just, like...
yeah.
Okay. One, how do you get these on your face? We all know how temporary tattoos work. You've got to use water to transfer them. How do we get these on our face over our makeup without disturbing our makeup? Riddle me that.
You can't, because it would... no. Unless you use a setting spray to put it on.
Yeah. Or you have to get, like, a cotton tip.
And just, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I don't have time, mate.
No.
Nah.
But, you know, if you want to pretend that you're cool with piercings... but no, then wash it off at the end of the day.
The brow one...
it's hideous.
It looks bad.
It's hideous.
The one in the Cupid's bow looks subtle and I kind
of
like it.
No, do you know what it looks like? That she had a bit of fallout.
On her face. On her face. Yeah.
I don't know. Not for me, but some people will find them fun.
Yeah.
They'll buy one packet and then never buy them again. That's
all right. LA Splash Cosmetics has launched their new Hydra Liquid Shadows, $12 each. There are 4 shades and Hydro Highlight Drops, $14 each, 3 shades.
Cool.
Laneige have a new cushion compact. It's pretty cool. So there is your standard face cushion and then concealing cushion in the lid.
Yeah, so the little applicator, you can see that the big part, you would use one part of it to put the product all over your face, and then there's that little tip, which is a smart design, which looks like a softer material,
mm-hmm.
and you would use that like under your eyes, either to like highlight a little bit or put more coverage. This is a really nice design. I like the idea. Like if you're into sort of lighter coverage foundations, but you also have problem areas, this is cool. Yeah. I like it.
Comes in 8 shades as well, which is pretty good, especially for a cushion product.
Yeah, that's true. They usually have like 2 or 3.
They're pretty bad. Also, Amore Pacific has entered the Australian beauty market with Laneige. So you can now purchase your Laneige products from sephora.com.au and in-store.
And I can tell you, I am going to buy that water sleeping mask ASAP.
Yeah, they've got some cool stuff there.
I love sleeping masks, like gel hydrating sleeping masks. They do such good things for my skin.
They don't seem to have the lip mask yet. Laura Geller have their Dew Dreamers Illuminating Drops, 4 shades. That's a thing.
So they're $32 each.
Yep.
And they come in Gilded Honey, Diamond Dust, Open. Opal Crush and Ballerina. So some of these shades are like taken from their Baked Gelato Swirl. Some of them are taken from their Baked Gelato Swirl highlighters and just put it in a drop format. So if you're interested in that, you can do that.
We've got a little sneak peek here. This is, people are suspecting that this is a Laura Lee and Morphe favorites collaboration. So similar to the Jaclyn Hill one, a few other people have done them, where essentially an influencer takes their favorite Morphe brushes and they're sold as a bundle. And I'm so excited. I'm excited. Yeah, all you Morphe peeps, get ready. Fucking get your rage fingers.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Fuck you, Hayley.
Why are you like Morphe? Didn't you hear about blah, 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 blah? Anyway, yeah, these are usually a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
The brushes are usually, you know, well used and well loved. Not the ones that you get in your stash. They're new. But the brushes that are like being selected to go into them, they're often used very, very frequently by the influencers.
Yeah, so that's what I like as well, because I find that when it comes to, especially brands that have a large brush range, you almost get analysis paralysis about which ones are the good ones, which ones, you know, last well, which ones keep their shape after cleaning and all that kind of stuff. And so the ones that influencers, okay, yes, influencers get paid, it is a thing, but the ones that influencers use the most, it's a good sign that they're a good set of brushes and they're generally good value. I really like my Jaclyn Hill one. If this is a Laura Lee one, I'll probably buy it as well.
I'll buy it.
But
for sure,
I do want to say that I think this prediction of a Morphe thing is probably a very smart prediction that people are, or assumption people are making, because this is definitely not Laura Lee Los Angeles, because it would have her logo on it.
Yeah.
And it sort of looks like the black and boring font that Morphe do a lot. So if that is the case, then cool. More Morphe news. They are releasing 6 shades of Bronzer. So these are half bronzer, half contour pans. They're $12 each, and they're launching the 29th of March, so they're coming very soon. You can see the shades here. They've got some fun names. They've got different undertones, different depths. So if you want something that's a little bit more red toned, if you want something that's a little bit more cool toned, you've got a variety here. So half of it is like shimmery bronzer that you kind of use all over your face, and then the other half is a matte bronzer or contour that you use to contour your face. They've got some really light and very deep ones as well. So it's a reasonably decent shade range for 6 products.
This is Nikki Tutorials with NYX. This is technically an update, we think, but we're going to talk about it. So this image was shared on Instagram. It says secret project, Nikki Tutorials in the house. And we also had some from a while back where there were other influencers. And we were talking about this before. You know, Nicks say that they don't like to pay for advertising.
Nicks say that they've reached their success and they've never paid for advertising. Yeah, that's one of their things that they love to use as a look how successful we are and we've never had to put a cent into advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we think that must only apply to, like, print media because...
It's annoying, though,
because... There's no way Nicky's not getting paid. There's no way.
There's no way.
No.
Like, fly all the way from your country to America, be on a photo shoot, we're going to use up so much of your time and not pay you.
No.
I don't think that's going to happen. But I find this a bit weird, though, because... Nicks are notorious for promoting makeup artists and influencers that use their products. They love to, they do the Nicks Face Awards as a way of like promoting artists and then the artists promote Nicks. And they also regram a lot. So they're big on encouraging people to use their products as, and then they get the free advertising from it. So they're not just a gracious brand. It's a tactic that they use. But the thing is, and we... haven't worked with Nicks in a sense that we've never done a like a particular job with them, but we've been to like Nicks events and we know people that do work with them, and they are notorious for saying, no, we won't pay you for your time, we'll pay you in product. Now, I can't imagine them ever saying to Nikki, we'll pay you in contour kits. There is no fucking way.
No way.
So unless they're giving her perks like a private jet or a brand new car or something... Yeah. Like, and even then, that's payment.
That's payment.
So I find this concept of Nicks being like, we're such a, you know, sort of grassroots brand, which is bullshit. They're owned by L'Oreal.
I know.
Anyway, and then saying, oh, no, we're not going to pay because we don't pay for advertising. And then somehow they've got these big influencers on board.
It's bullshit.
It's fishy.
I mean, if you've got an influencer, like... What I think this is, I think this is going to be another sort of influencer collaboration similar to the Elements palettes that everyone hated and were so expensive.
People did... They supposedly weren't that bad, but they had inflated the cost a lot.
They were so expensive. Yeah. And essentially, they used influencers to promote those products. And if those influencers got paid, then technically they're paid for advertising.
And if I didn't get paid, I feel sorry for them.
Oh, mate.
Oh. If I didn't get paid, Nicks is taking advantage of you and people shouldn't support the brand.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much.
Because...
Like, I'm, I can see both sides. I can see the creator point of view. I can see the, purchaser point of view. And the purchaser point of view would be, oh, you should just be happy that you're getting your face on a product. A lot of people aren't that vain. I don't fucking want to see my face in a product. No. And if I have to do all this work, put my image and my social brand into this product and then not be able to pay my bills, I don't give a fuck if people can see me on posters in the store.
I don't want to be seen on posters in the store.
I want to pay my bills.
Yeah, I want to pay my bills too.
Yeah, so if I
want to not worry about, like, am I going to be able to put petrol in my car?
Yeah.
Am I going to be able to have the heating on through winter?
Oh, but
am I going to be able to eat?
You'll be able to see your bloody picture on a fucking Instagram post.
I'll
hooray.
Print it off and wipe my ass with it
then.
Anyway.
I find this weird. I find it weird.
I find it weird too, especially when it comes to the whole not paying for advertising thing. But Nikki Tutorials, Nicks.
Something's happening. We'll keep you updated. All right, next thing is Pat McGrath. They have a new sort of kit, so like a pack. This is the Eye Ecstasy Kit, which is now available. You get all four Mothership palettes and four legendary Permagel Ultra Glide eye pencils for $475. Original price, $600. Now, a lot of people are kind of a bit not happy about this. Firstly, they had the four pack of palettes out only a few weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. And when Jacob was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A month ago or something. Mm. And they were $450. Mm. So for $25 extra, you get 4 pencils. So the people that bought that deal are a little bit salty at this deal. And then prior to that, there was a 3-pack of the palettes, which was $300. So that is technically a better deal if you wanted the eyeshadow palettes because... So, yeah, they're kind of being inconsistent with their packs that they're offering. And that some of them are not as good value as they appear to be. And it's a little bit annoying because if you're forking out that much money, you want to be able to get as better value or best value as you possibly can.
I agree. Ren, AHA Smart Renewal Body Serum. We don't know much about this other than it's an AHA product for your body.
Which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
If you're, like, I think the idea of a body serum is it's going to catch on because I don't tend to moisturize my body because I've got quite oily skin. Really thick body butters and body lotions break me out and it's not nice. But I would love to kind of treat my skin with a serum. I think that's such a great idea. And the fact that this does have AHA in it and it can help, like, unclog pores and, like, hopefully keep your skin a little bit like exfoliated and clean. I think this could be a really cool product.
Yeah.
And I would love to see more brands jump on the body care because we spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on our face. And then all of a sudden you're like neck down, getting soap.
Body moisturizers don't really do anything. Like if you take a serum or a face moisturizer that is potentially not like breaks you out on your skin or something.
Or it doesn't work for your face.
And then you use it over your body over the space of a week. You will see a visual difference in like the tone and texture of your body skin. But body moisturizers just don't add, they don't offer anything
like
that.
They just stop people from being dry.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really good idea to have to put more effort into, like they've started doing it with hand creams, but they just sort of neglect the rest of your body.
They do.
So I want to try this and I want to see more brands doing it. So I think that's a cool idea.
Stila Cosmetics, we've got the Glitter and Glow Coral Crush.
Yeah.
So this is going to be an exclusive shade available at stilacosmetics.com.
Already available?
Already available. Okay. And it looks a little bit like the
Beauty Junkie.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's coming for Mechaland.
Yeah, there's one that's exclusively launching at Mechaland that is like a pink that's got a gold shift. This looks very, very similar, but it's more of a, I would say, peachy colour with a gold shift. I don't know. I'd love to see them swatch side by side, but I almost feel like Steeler's being a bit cheeky. They're like, we've formulated one.
Yeah.
And that one has to be exclusive for Mechaland or...
So it's going to be our exclusive on the website as well.
So we're just going to change the name. But I think it is different, but I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
They've also released a new vault. So this is...
The Brilliantly Bright Glitter and Shimmer Liquid Eyeshadow Vault.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So it's got 6 shades of Glitter and Glow and 6 shades of Shimmer and Glow. So the glittery ones and then the shimmery ones. And then the shimmery ones are sort of the newer releases from like spring. So if you liked some of those shades and you wanted them at a discount, this is a good way to check them out if you've got the cashola. Not cheap though, but you do get a good saving. So the price is $195, but you get $288 value. So it is a decent saving if you want all those shades. We were saying before, we're rushing through this really quickly. This is the second time we filmed it.
Yeah, I know.
But we were saying before that we'd love to see a mini vault. So with like the little minis from like Christmas packs and stuff, that size, but in the vault form, like that's what I want.
I want all of the Stila Magnificent medals, but I don't need them in a full size.
No, that's exactly right.
We've got a sneak peek of a new palette here. It is Tarte working with Aspen Ovard. Look, we don't know if this has had the contrast turned down or if it hasn't.
It is...
It's kind of hard to tell, actually.
It's very hard to tell. We were saying before that if this does have the contrast turned down, like it's hard to tell what the palette's going to be like. If it doesn't, and this is sort of accurate of what you're getting, it's a very, very, very fair palette.
It is.
It will only suit a small percentage of people that really like the almost off-white colours as their main colours. It's a very light, almost like strawberry milk coloured blush. Very, very light. So if you're after that, this could be something for you. So it's sort of like that English rose, very, very fair makeup. On me, if I use that blush on my face, I'm not even that deep at all. I'm quite light. It would look chalky. So I think this is interesting because it's different, but at the same time, it's a very, very niche-y kind of release, if this is what it looks like.
Zoeva, we have, this is the last thing, Pure Matte Box. This is 8 full matte liquid lipsticks, $80. And we've also got a graphic lips box, which is 8 lip liners, $45.50. The liquid lipsticks are sold for $12.80 individually, and the lip liners, $7.80 individually.
There you go. So that was a quick one because
we had to refilm it.
It was out of focus. It was shit. What a pain in the bum. Okay, if you're listening on the podcast, we're wrapping this up now. Hopefully you had a great Easter and you enjoyed the episode. We will see you again on Monday.
Thanks so much for listening, guys.
See ya.